From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is going on the offensive against the budget plan drafted by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan and embraced by House Republicans. The president says the GOP plan would reduce taxes on the wealthy and corporations at the expense of people who are poor or who don't have lobbyists or clout.
The Republican budget that was put forward, I would say, is fairly radical. I wouldn't call it particularly courageous.
A spokesman for GOP Congressman Eric Cantor, the number two Republican in the House, called Mr. Obama's comments unhelpful at a time when the two sides are trying to reach agreement on deficit reduction. NPR's Mara Liasson says the president made his remarks during an online town hall meeting at the headquarters of social networking giant Facebook in California.
President Obama was a pioneer in the use of social media when he first ran in 2008. But in 2012, he'll have lots of company as every Republican candidate is planning to take full advantage of Facebook and other networking sites. The town hall meeting, billed as a conversation about the deficit, was also Mr. Obama's acknowledgement that Facebook, with its 600 million members, is the biggest virtual town square ever created. The president has a Facebook page with 20 million fans, but relatively few, just about 16,500, liked his invitation to the Facebook town hall meeting. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
New assistance from the U.S. and other NATO allies is aimed at bolstering rebel forces in Libya, who are locked in a stalemate with forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Among the victims of the ongoing siege of the city of Misrata are two photojournalists, an American and a British American. They were reportedly killed by artillery fire from Gaddafi's forces, but Libyan government spokesman Musa Ibrahim says that's not clear.
We do not kill anyone that does not fight us. We need to check the circumstances in which this journalist died.
Rebel forces are claiming to have retaken control of a key post on the border between Libya and Tunisia. The suspected mastermind of the attack on the USS Cole will be the first person to be tried at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, since the president ordered a resumption of military trials there. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports criminal charges have been refiled against the man.
Abd al-Nasri has been charged with murder and other terrorism offenses for allegedly planning an attack against the USS Cole in Yemen. 17 sailors died and 40 were injured when al-Qaeda floated a rubber boat filled with explosives close to the destroyer and then detonated it. Al-Nasri has been in Guantanamo since 2006. He was charged years ago, but prosecutors dropped the case in 2009 when President Obama said he wanted the military commission system to be overhauled. Al-Nasri's case is sure to be controversial. Among other things, before he was sent to Guantanamo, he was held in a CIA black site in Thailand, where he was waterboarded twice.
This is NPR News from Washington. At least 13 people are dead in Bangladesh after a ferry boat capsized east of the capital. Dozens of people are missing there. Police say about 100 passengers were aboard the vessel. Divers are searching for survivors. The Federal Aviation Administration is ordering air traffic control supervisors to monitor the flights of any planes carrying either the vice president or the first lady. The directive comes after a plane carrying First Lady Michelle Obama got too close to a military cargo jet earlier this week as both aircraft were trying to land at Andrews Air Force Base. Major League Baseball is taking the unusual step of seizing control of the day-to-day operations of the Los Angeles Dodgers while it conducts an investigation. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports the team's finances have been paralyzed by its owner's messy divorce.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig released a statement Wednesday announcing his decision to take the daily operations of the team away from current owner Frank McCourt. McCourt and his ex-wife Jamie have spent the past year in a highly publicized and bitter fight over the couple's assets, including the L.A. baseball team. In his statement, Selig said he took his action because of his deep concerns regarding the finances and operations of the Dodgers. Selig also said the league will continue its investigation into the Dodgers' business dealings. According to the Los Angeles Times, McCourt took a personal $30 million loan from Fox Television last week to make the team's payroll. Fox and the Dodgers have been in negotiations to secure a long-term TV contract. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
Fire crews in Texas say they now have the upper hand in battling a wildfire that spans three counties in the state. They've been helped by cooler temperatures and diminishing winds. The blaze has destroyed at least 160 homes. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.